Hello, this is Sunny Hepburn, and I wanted to give a quick shout out to PodCoin. What's PodCoin? PodCoin allows you to listen to podcasts on iPhone and Android, and it pays you to listen. That's what I said. PodCoin pays you to listen to podcasts. You're going to listen anyway, so you might as well get paid to do it. Sign up with PodCoin with our offer code LIES, L-I-E-S, and we will go ahead and give you 300 bonus PodCoins just for signing up and listening to podcasts on PodCoin. You get PodCoins and you can exchange those for gift cards, for charity. You can donate your time to charity, or you can donate your time that you've listened to podcasts for yourself, for a Target gift card, an Amazon gift card, coffee, Google Play points, whatever. Check out PodCoin. It's pretty amazing. The collection is wonderful. We love PodCoin. We listen on PodCoin. And hey, you can find us on PodCoin. Also in the podcast, you will hear record sales numbers. I completely mess it up. I say 6,000 and I mean 60,000. 60,000. 60,000. So when you hear 6,000, it's supposed to say 60,000. Oops, my bad. Have a great day. Okay, so I'm going to start recording.
I'm going to make this.
Oh my gosh, are these earrings?
It's two necklaces, like they're pendants, but you could make them earrings like smaller. They're like this big.
This is absolutely beautiful, Brandy.
So I'm going to make those.
This like bead work and the stitching is ridiculous.
I know, that's a lot of work.
This is ridiculous. There you go. What you should do is like, since you're making your jewelry, you should go through there and friend all those people who like that picture because they're into jewelry like that.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, they're like these people's.
You can still be
customers, whatever.
It doesn't matter. I go to people's profiles all the time and like people's tingums. That's how what networking is.
Yeah, I just I was like, oh, those are pretty. I'm gonna make some because I wanted to do some suns because I did some moons. I was like, I want to do some suns. Mm-hmm. And there's no videos for like suns. I was like, okay, so I have to basically like make my own. And I was like, oh, it's a flower, but like you can do this sun. I basically would just do the, these petals and then do some smaller like petals to make them like sunburst. Okay, so it was Booze and Brews. That's the one, right? Okay, because I listen to them.
Okay.
But I don't listen to it in my headphones. Okay. I listen to it in the speaker. And, like, one of the people was talking, and that chick burped. And I was like, was that a burp? And then, like, I was like, oh, that's what this, because I didn't remember which one you had said it was, because there's a bunch of different brews, like, a bunch of, you know, podcasts with brews in the title for some reason. Because they're all drinking beers or talking about beers or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was Booze and Brews, and I was like, oh, okay, this is the one. She was like, I can't listen to that, because that girl, she keeps burping.
She's burping. I can't do it.
Yeah, and she's like, doesn't even, like.
It's unapologetic.
Just, but, I mean, yeah, you're in a microphone, so.
You know?
Yeah.
Please, something.
Please don't do that.
Please. I mean, I beg of you.
I beg,
please. What's up, Brandy? How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm great. How are you? I have like post-menstrual cramps. I don't know if that's what you would call it.
Post-menstrual,
I mean,
cramps.
It's probably endo cramps or whatever, pain, but yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry.
And
can you tell me about this jewelry making?
What would you like to know about it?
I see, like, the craftsmanship of the work that you're doing, and I've never seen any, like, stone, like, what you're doing, like, with the gems created in such a manner.
Just like a lotus.
It's a lotus. You made a freaking lotus necklace.
Right? Yeah, this morning I was like, I'm gonna do a lotus. So I went on and I found a picture. And I was like, okay. And I just like it took me like 20 minutes to do this.
Did you hear what she said? She said it took her 20 minutes to learn how to make a lotus out of copper wire.
Yeah, that one was pretty easy because like there was a picture, you know, somebody had already like done one. Theirs is like, I think it looks better than this one, but it's bigger, the one that they did. Uh-huh. But I was like, I'm just going to do this. And so I was like, let me just cut some wire. And then I just started bending. And then I was like, okay, this will work. At first, it looked like a pot leaf. I was like, no.
Sweet.
I don't want that. So I had to like fix it and stuff. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it took like 20 minutes, I think, this morning.
I just need to know if that's the usual, like, if that's the standard. You see something, you make it, it takes you 20 minutes to make it.
It depends on what it is. Like, this is a tiny thing. Like, and I didn't hammer this. Like, sometimes you have to hammer it so it's, like, work hard and so it doesn't bend as easily. Mm-hmm. But,
You became a jewelry maker, dude.
Well... You can find me on Rodeo Drive. No, I wish.
Rodeo Drive, baby.
I wish.
Do you get commission?
Do I get commission?
Huge. Big.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. That's cool.
Yeah, no, most of them are like that, the thing that I did, I was just watching TV and I was like, that's like really simple. It looks like complicated, but it's like really simple.
All right.
The bracelet one, so, but I had to make the freaking jump rings, which sucks, because I don't have the pliers that you need to make the jump rings, like, look really good, so I had to, like, finagle these dang things and stuff. Anyway.
You need to finish that ice.
You're pointing at me. You need to finish
that. I'm going to take this bracelet off, because this is dangling right now.
But, yeah, so... I have a few designs in mind, like in my head, that I'm like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, but they're all like, I have like a little bit of copper left, mm-hmm. and I have to go to like, the store and get some, but I ordered some sterling silver, and I'm hoping it's not going to be here by Wednesday, but
you can take orders.
They have copper that's silver. So copper doesn't have nickel in it, so if there's like a nickel allergy.
Yay. I am allergic to nickel.
Then that's not an issue. So
that's cool, dude.
I'm gonna get the silver copper probably tomorrow because the red copper that I have is like almost gone. And work on some silver tone pieces.
Yay! Do you see my telly?
It's on the bed. So Sunny, how was your week?
Thanks for asking.
Well, Brandy, you asked how my week was. I wanted to read some reviews. We got one review that was not so good, so we're going to discuss it, okay?
It's a podcast, and we're not a radio show.
Do whatever the fuck I want to do.
We can basically, if we wanted to put out farts all day, we could do that, because it's a fucking podcast.
Who would listen to some farts all day?
Fart fetish people. Creeps.
Oh, man. Whatever. I was upset for, like, 12 hours.
Oh, well, I knew it was going to happen, but there's going to be more.
I love it.
There's going to be more because as we continue, there's going to be more people that are going to...
Corrective criticism.
Constructive.
Constructive.
But that wasn't even constructive criticism. It was just like...
It was haterade.
It was, the show could be good, but blah, blah, blah. There's too much self-indulgent banter, and it's not funny. Okay, well, thank you for your opinion, but you're not the only listener, and we don't cater to people like you. We don't.
No.
Sorry.
No.
And, oh, by the way, what's the name of your podcast?
Yeah.
So I can listen to it.
I want to hear it. That's what I want to do.
This is not a radio show. It's not a news broadcast. The little ticker thing. Oh, my God. What was that? That was that talk radio. Papa used to listen to it in the car. I forgot what it was called. But whenever they were doing the the traffic. It was do 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 do. And I was just like, okay. And actually, the funny thing is, one of the professors from Humboldt State, where I went to college, actually worked for that station. She was one of the broadcast journalism professors, and she worked for that station for like, I think she's done like 20 years.
So my week was good. I found some new podcasts to listen to. That's my thing. I like finding new podcasts.
Have you heard The Ladies of Strange?
I have not heard The Ladies of Strange. Okay. But one podcast I want to give a little hello, how do you do, and a little, guys, I want to introduce you to this podcast because it's such a good time. And he's in Canada, so it's like after midnight. I think it's after midnight. It's like at After Midnight Pod. And he's in Canada, and he like works night shift, and he has like two autistic children. And he plays music on his podcast. Like, he'll like play songs. It's like a freaking radio show.
Oh, that's fun. Like,
Canadian music.
Like unsigned bands?
I don't freaking know, but I listened to this guy on Alexa, and I was like, oh my god, I love it. Let me...
Alexa.
Because he told me the guy's name. I think his name's Sam Roberts. I think that's his name.
Alexa!
Excuse me, sorry. The devil. Alexa is the devil! Here it is. Pod After Midnight, excuse me. It's Pod After Midnight. He introduced me to...
Is he French Canadian?
He is in Quebec. I was speaking French. I don't fucking know.
Did you ever watch Letterkenny?
I saw commercials for it.
But you never watched it.
But I never watched
There's, it. There's a season where the main guy in the show, he's dating this girl who is from Quebec. And like for some reason, like there's blue and red. And like the dudes from the people from Quebec are blue. And then his, like the people in Letterkenny are red. So like... They wear red plaid in Letterkenny, and they wear blue plaid in Quebec. It was so stupid. So, like, like they spoke French, and, like, he would be like, bonjour.
Yeah, yeah,
and they'd
yeah.
be like, bonjour. And make fun of him. Oh, my God. The show is hilarious. You have to watch it.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Like, they would be like, ugh. And then they would start talking shit in French.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir. Je mange. Orange.
I don't know anything you're talking about right now.
I said I ate an orange.
Okay.
That didn't sound like that to
I
you?
I don't know what. Again, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The gibberish. But did I say his name was Sam Roberts? Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, that is his name, Sam Roberts, of Canadian fame. So he does, he puts out a show, and it's pretty dope. So it is Pod After Midnight. Tell him I sent ya. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Means hello. I eat. Je mange.
Okay.
I eat. I know that because I like to eat. So, this has been a really long time, but hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
All right, Brandy.
I've been so looking forward to telling you this story.
What is the story? The story of whom
this
or what?
This is the story of Louis Pearlman.
Louis C.K.?
Oh, no.
Dude. Is his name Louis?
His name is Louis.
Okay.
J. Pearlman.
Okay. Louis.
Or some of you guys may know him as Lou Pearlman.
Okay.
Born June 19th, 1954 in Flushing, New York.
Louis. Flushing?
Flushing. Like I'm flushing the motherfucking toilet.
I knew there was a Flushing.
New York to his parents, Renee Pearlman.
Renee. Oh, that's a cute name.
And I think it's Baby Pearlman. Or I think I put Daddy Pearlman. His name is Hi, actually. It's H-Y.
Like Hiram?
I guess so. It's just H-Y.
Okay.
I love that it says Daddy Pearlman because I put this as a note, like, put his name here and it says Daddy. It doesn't say Faja. It doesn't father.
It's probably Hyrum or something.
Hi, yeah. Okay.
Because Pearlman, I believe, is... What is it spelled P-E-R or P-E-A-R?
Like a pearl.
P-E-A-R-L-M-A.
Like a precious gem.
Yeah. Because, like, Ron Pearlman and Rhea Pearlman are not Jewish. Okay. Actually, no, Rhea Pearlman's not Jewish. Ron Pearlman's not Jewish.
I didn't say he was Jewish.
But Hi, H-Y, Hiram, that's a Jewish name.
He is Jewish.
Okay, there it is.
No doubt about it. He's Jewish. His father owned a dry cleaning business. Lou grew up in Flushing, New York in the freaking 60s, you know? And he was an overweight kid. He was unattractive. He wasn't very athletic. So the kids are outside New York playing ball.
They're like, you can't play with us.
You can't play with us. But they're playing ball in the streets, and he's not outside. He's inside. He's indoors, and he's hanging out with his best friend, Alan Gross. So
are they listening to music?
No. I'm going to tell you what they're doing in their bedroom. What are they doing?
And what are they doing in there?
What are they doing? So Lou and his best friend are really into aviation and blimps.
They're dorks.
They're fucking geniuses, dude. Like, they're into aviation,
nerds,
growing up in New York. But Lou wanted to be liked. He wanted to be popular, but he felt like no one liked him. And no one liked him because he was a fucking liar.
Oh.
Like, he fucking lied all the fucking time. So he would tell 10% truth, 90% lie.
Was he one of those dudes that would be like, well, my dad has this, and my mom knows Albert Einstein, or,
yep,
like, shit like that.
Yep,
okay,
go yep. On. He said that Art Garfunkel was his cousin.
Oh. Okay.
So, you know, this is the shit that he would tell people, right? So, Lou would make up this crazy story about taking over. He actually made up the story. So, he made up this elaborate freaking scheme of taking over this guy's, his paper route. And just like, oh, I was bringing people donuts. They would take, they would place donut orders, and they would tell me how they liked their paper, if it was like under the rug or in the door or wrapped up with, you know, my face in it.
Who did he tell this to?
He's telling his people this. Like, he's telling his, like, his clients this.
People, oh, okay. You know, this like how he started a business with a paper.
Exactly, because he purchased a business from someone else for $500, and he made this elaborate scheme, and he had all these people involved.
Oh, God, okay.
And it was a lie. Like, he didn't do it. The guy was like, I never sold my business to this motherfucker. Like, he never had a business. And he was, like, 12 years old when this was happening.
The guy or Lou Pearlman?
Lou Pearlman.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And so he would just make fucking shit up. So, like, he was just, that's what he did. But he swore he'd be rich, and then people would like him. So
as he wanted to make people like him.
Yeah. Ugh. But as he's, like, telling these stories, people are like, Lou, stop lying about this and that. And they're like, dude, Garfunkel from Simon and Garfunkel is my cousin, and he's going to come to my bat mitzvah, and he's going to come.
That's what he said.
Yes, that's what he told everybody. Everybody's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Whatever, you suck.
Whatever, but it's in my bat mitzvah. So they all go, and fucking Art Garfunkel shows up and sings.
What?
Because he is his cousin.
Is he?
He's his cousin.
Well, why are we hating on him for...
Because everything else he tells is a fucking lie. That was the one bit of truth that they were like, oh, shit, for real.
Oh, my God.
Everything else is bullshit, but this one little iota was the truth.
Oh, my God.
So, he had a little bit of credibility.
That's hilarious.
That was his in into the industry.
Art Garfunkel's my cousin?
Yes.
That's how he got into the fucking
music business. Fucking 60s, dude. Like, it's his 60s. Simon Garfunkel. Jesus. What songs do they sing?
They sing, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you'll know.
Oh.
Oh. The Graduate. That's like the one that they're like,
oh,
no. And then they have like
a
bunch of. But I heard that like Art Garfunkel is a dick. Like, like when he does his shows, his solo shows, he's a dick.
He's a dick. Dude. Anyway, so him and Alan, back to story. So Lou and Alan are BFFs. And they're in aviation and blimps. They go to, like, the local airport nearby, and they watch blimps take off, and it's just their shit.
Blimps!
Blimps, dude. Airplanes, blimps. Alan Gross, he's like a, he creates models of airplanes and stuff. So they both ended up working for Goodyear. They worked for Goodyear with his BFF. So they worked for Goodyear. He went to Queens College, Lou Pearlman, in 1974, and he studied business. And after all this happens... Graduation... In business.
Okay.
And I don't even know if he really graduated. It just says in 1974 he studied business at Queens College.
Okay.
So who knows if he has a degree, because he would tell people, oh, I studied sports medicine in college. I studied this. He would just pull shit out of his ass to, like, advance or build credibility in you. But it was pure bullshit. Okay?
God, weird. Okay.
So he created a blimp business with his friend right after college. A blimp business. Mm-hmm. Airship Enterprises, LTD.
That just trips me up.
Yeah, right?
A blimp business.
A blimp business.
I'm going to start a blimp business.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what he does is, blimps are fucking huge. I didn't get the diameter of blimps. I didn't feel like doing that. But blimps are huge.
Yeah.
Right? He purchases a substantially smaller used logging blimp for $10,000. So it's,
is it a hot air balloon?
It's not even as big as a hot air balloon. It's like a balloon that they use to float like logs off a mountain or something when you're logging. It's super cheap. It's $10,000. That's all you need to know. So what he does is he negotiates a deal with Jordache, the fucking jeans.
Okay.
He sold them, pretty much he sold them a 17-year-old blimp for an advertising, for an advertising campaign. Okay. And he insured this blimp, said blimp, for $3 million.
Wait.
Okay?
Okay, wait.
So I'm going to tell you the story.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is from the archives at upi.com. This story. The Golden Burgundy... Why don't you read this? Like, I have got the worst cotton mouth right now. Read that.
Okay. The Golden Burgundy airship had taken off from its launch area and was circling the base at an altitude of between 6,000 and 7,000 feet. Is there about to be some insurance fraud going on here?
Yes. The fraud.
Okay. He said the propeller-powered airship then went into a controlled descent. That means it didn't actually crash. The craft...
It didn't actually crash.
Okay. The craft was due to fly at to Teterboro Airport prior to the flight to Battery Park in Lower Manhattan, where a gala christening party had been scheduled. Christening for the blimp?
For the Jordache campaign. It's an advertising blimp.
Jordache Jeans Corp. had rented the new airship for a publicity campaign.
Okay, so it didn't make it. It got like 15 feet off the ground, right? And crashed, pretty much.
And it was propeller operated.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right? So, for $3 million, it crashed in New Jersey. It never arrived to the event, pretty much. That's what you just read. What happened? And that was the news article from 1980. I had to go to the archives for that.
Oh my God.
Look at me.
Doing your research?
I'm super professional. I'm very professional right now. So he made $3 million from that crash.
And how much did he pay for it? $10,000?
$10,000.
Oh my God.
And his best friend was like, you motherfucker. You wanted that shit to happen.
Duh.
That was insurance fraud, Lou. Oh, Lou, that was insurance fraud. Alan was his BFF. But he fucked him. So many times.
So many times.
They broke up. He's done.
I dump your ass.
I dump your ass. That happened in 1980. He made $3 million from that. He hightailed it out to fucking Orlando. So he pops up back in the scene. In 1991, he heads to Orlando and bought a blimp hangar, a house, and changes the business name to Airship International LTD.
Limited.
He's an airline. He's a luxury airline. He's also an airline broker.
A luxury airline. With a blimp? Like, does he even have any blimps? Does he have air?
Let's talk about that. So he...
Aircraft?
1991. He starts gaining clients. He gets the clients like SeaWorld, McDonald's, and MetLife to advertise on his blimps. So he does the blimp advertising for them for their campaigns. He gets that campaign. He does day and night advertising on blimps, and he's an innovator because he's like the first one to do this shit.
Oh, what kind of advertising? Like, you know how the Goodyear blimp...
Yeah.
Like...
Gotcha.
They have like banners.
Yeah.
But there's
it's just their name printed on the blimp, and it's just in the sky floating around. And in 1991, people don't see shit like that. They're just like, oh.
But remember when he had the blimp that had the lights? Like, it wasn't an LED.
I know that blimp. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was an LED, but, you know, it was, like, changing. Okay.
But this isn't that. They're just plain. They're basic. I'll put some on the page.
Okay.
But they're basic, Brandy.
Like, okay.
They're basic. He's an innovator because he gets these big clients. So he just kind of like works his way into the industry. And he sees that there's a lot of money being had. Then he creates Transcontinental Airlines.
Okay.
And so he creates Transcontinental Airlines, leases jets to celebrities.
So the name of his airline is Transcontinental?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Transcontinental Airlines. And he leases jets to celebrities. And he was like, holy shit. In 1991, he's like, what's going on? Like, you know, this band, you guys are amazing. Like, how are you paying for this? And they're like, oh, you know, we're a boy band. And he was like, oh my God, you know, who are you? New Kids on the Block.
Okay. I got to touch Johnny's abs.
Yes, yes, you did.
Be jealous, every lady out there. Right, I touched Donnie Wahlberg's ass.
She did, and they were nice.
Before he was married to Jenny McCarthy.
But he was, like, at his prime.
That was when they were on their comeback tour.
I know. Whatever. He was, like, muscular and manly and stuff.
That I think that was actually before Blue Bloods. Or maybe it was, like, right when Blue Bloods was starting.
Dude, I think I have those pictures somewhere. So, okay, the rest of this story, guys, is from a documentary. It is called The Boy Band Con, produced by Lance Bass.
Yay!
You got the right stuff.
I do.
Baby. Uh-huh. I got so excited about this because I had to watch his documentary. It was freaking amazing. And I loved the Backstreet Boys with every bone in my body. I loved me some Kevin Richardson because he was my boo-boo. And
I was more into NSYNC.
You were into NSYNC.
Yeah.
We fought, guys. It was like the Crips and the Bloods.
East Coast, West Coast,
East Coast, West Coast, son. What's up?
Even though they're both from fucking Florida. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, exactly. They're both from Florida. Okay, so where am I at? Alrighty, so in 1991, God, I need something to drink. Lou Pearlman.
What? Okay, why don't we pause before you get into the shit, and then we can...
Who are we talking about? Lou motherfucking Pearlman. Okay.
Who are we talking
about? Lou motherfucking Pearlman. The fucking dude who... Okay, I'm just going to let the cat bag, just because if you guys don't know who this man is, it's cool. I'm going to let you guys know who it is. I'm not going to give it away in the title, because I feel like I don't think I let anybody know who we were talking about.
I think you did.
I did? Okay. I could move this around and I could make you not know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I could cut some shit out.
We'll do that.
So, let's do that. Beep! It'll be some beeps. That's fucked up. Alright, Lou Pearlman created NSYNC and he created the Backstreet Boys. Excuse me, let me put it around. First he created the Backstreet Boys and then he created NSYNC. Then he created O-Town. Hang on, let me just fucking...
LFO?
Yeah, them motherfuckers.
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Boy, girl, group. I mean, Chinese food makes me sick.
Yeah, I had it way down here.
When the girls walk by in the summer. In the summer.
So, I have to let the cat out of the bag just because I was so excited watching this.
Were you?
I really was. It was so good. So
it was so good.
It was so good. C-Note is a band that he created. Innocence is a girl group.
That sounds fucking pedophilic.
They had fans, so I'm gonna let you guys know.
Pedophilic.
C-Note, Innocence, which was a girl group. Take Five, LFO, O-Town, NSYNC.
Take Five. Because remember,
and the motherfucking Backstreet Boys.
There was a band in England called Five.
Yeah.
And I bought their CD.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
After that, remember that channel? It was a
Craig David.
It was a satellite channel that showed videos all like 24 hours with no like.
We are going to talk about this. Okay. Orlando, 1991. He takes a cue from the fucking New Kids on the Block. He was like, boy bands are fucking money. Like, you can make a lot of money with a motherfucking boy band. Concerts, swag, CDs.
Posters, everything.
Everything. Everything. Everything. Money, 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 yeah. Money, money, money. So he's holding open auditions and casting calls for boys for a boy band. He has them singing, he has them harmonizing, he's having them living together, trying to put a band together.
Mm-hmm. Like making the band.
He has Making the Band because he did Making the Band.
The show?
Yes.
Oh, shit, okay.
The first season, Lou motherfucking Pearlman gave you Making the Band.
All right, I didn't know that, but all
right,
that's cool.
I'm putting some knowledge on some of y'all motherfuckers right now.
Dropping gems.
Okay, baby, I'm letting you know. He would like to schmooze and wine and dine the kids. He would like to take him out to fancy dinners. He liked Lowry's. He would like to go. He liked to eat.
What's Lowry's? Lowry's Seasoning?
Lowry's Seasoning is a steakhouse.
It's oh, is it?
It's a very expensive steakhouse, and it's like...
In Florida?
No, there's one in L.A., and I think there might be one in Florida, too.
I didn't know that.
But, yeah, so it's very fancy.
I did not know that.
He had a house that was like a fun land for boys in Florida. Fun land in Florida for boys.
Fun land.
skis, jet skis, TVs, Rolls Royces, refrigerators filled with Yoo-Hoo.
Who the fuck is drinking Yoo-Hoo?
Because little dudes in Florida in the 90s like Yoo-Hoo.
I don't understand that one, but all right. He had, like, beer in there for them or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He would pay for... So he formed a band. So he put the guys together. He formed Backstreet Boys. He formed NSYNC. Boom. Done.
The two notable ones that came out of that.
Listen, this is how he thought of it. He put the Backstreet Boys together. They blew up. They were making money. And they said, if there's Coke, there's Pepsi.
Right.
And both these are in my fucking pocket.
Right.
If there's Coke, there's Pepsi.
So NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys.
He put them, like, he put the tension there. He put the indifference there. He put the
rivalry.
Yes. Because they're all auditioning together. They all know each other.
Yeah.
Even before, like, they know each other, like, fucking, like, they're in Florida. Lance and Justin are from Tennessee. Their mothers are there.
And everybody. Mickey Mouse Club, JC, and freaking. Yes. Oh, and Howie and AJ used to go up for the same roles on TV shows and movies right. together.
And so Kevin they know each other. And Brian are cousins.
Yeah.
They all know each other.
Yeah.
So, but as they're auditioning, you know, they're like, oh, hey, what's up, what's up? Everything's cool. And Lou Pearlman puts them against each other. Oh, you're taking his dance moves. Oh, you're trying to sound like them.
Gross.
And it was like, he made them look different. He was like, NSYNC needs to be bright and crazy and wild. And the Backstreet Boys are dark and grown and sexy. Like, you know, he
well, they did have older people.
Yeah, I love Kevin. I don't care.
Kevin was like 10 years older than
everyone. Shut up. I loved every second of it. Oh, I loved it. Anyway, so in 1992, the Backstreet Boys are formed. Okay?
You know what's really funny?
What?
If you looked at the CDs, like their first CDs, they all have the same characteristic.
Yes. Five boys with different styles.
No. Not the guys. Mm-hmm. The CDs. Like, they're both on whatever that label was.
Oh, yeah. Jive Records.
And, yeah, and they had that, like, that DVD, like, you could put the CD in your DVD player, that DVD-ROM thing, and you could watch the videos and stuff. I think Britney Spears had one, too. Oh, yeah, it was weird.
Because he's getting these girls wet and hot in the pants and buying CDs. Girls, stop it. You know you were hot. Because I was like, oh my god, I love Kevin. I love him so much.
Wow. Okay.
You loved AJ, don't lie.
I liked Nick first, and then I was like all about AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you were like, oh, mm-mm.
AJ's the bad boy. I like him better.
No, maybe your sixth sense is like, oh, there's something going on with that Nick Carter boy.
Nick and his weird family.
Oh my god, he created Aaron Carter. Sorry, babe, I left it out. I waited too long. Aaron Carter caped for him this whole time. And I understand why. Listen, Lou Pearlman did some shady fucking shit. Some shady motherfucking shit. He was a big fat liar. Liar, liar, motherfucking pants on fire. Like, he should have been walking in fire with, like, in his feet. Do you know what I'm saying? That's how much he lied. Okay.
Okay, so let's get to what he was telling them. Let's do it.
I'm just saying, but, like, I'm going to tell you why people, like, Aaron Carter was like, oh.
He's my.
You know who these kids are. Like, he was just like, you gave me this opportunity. Like, you, because he paid
you
for
it. Put me on.
Yeah. So he would do rehearse. He would have them rehearsing 8 hours a day. In a
fucking job.
Yes, in an air hangar that didn't have any air conditioning, so the temps would go
so
high.
So they would die and pass out and shit.
So they would learn how to perform without getting winded. They treated, at the time, NSYNC like the redhead stepchild, because in 1992, the Backstreet Boys were blowing up.
Right? In 92?
1992.
Because we didn't hear about them until like 96.
I'm going to tell you when you're going to hear about them.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you. So, oh my god, she's crazy. So when was that, what year is it? Let me just find out. When was that year that, that Disney special was on for NSYNC?
It was right before, I think it was the summer, either after or before I graduated. That was the summer. Mm-mm. 97 or 98.
Hang on a second.
I remember because I learned every move.
They said we did learn every move. Yes, we did. They said they played that
in like
special
94.
Every day for a month
on the Disney Channel.
Yep,
they probably did because I would watch that fucking thing.
We
every
taped
time
it.
I was on. Yeah.
Oh gosh. 1998.
Yeah, 98.
So it's 1998.
So the summer after I graduated.
Right. NSYNC is touring, or NSYNC is gaining a following. there was a story, like, and only, I'll tell you, like, a few of the people came back and talked. Justin wasn't there. He didn't talk, but his mom did, and she was so adorable. She was just like, you know, whatever.
With her accent.
Oh, I love it. Justin would think there was, like, people, like, he's like, look, mom, there's a bear right there. And she's like, no, dude, it's just people walking. He's like, no, for real. For real, mom. She's like, Justin.
Honey, no.
It's okay. He was like, for real. Anyway, so the Backstreet Boys are blowing up. And they get the offer to do that. The Backstreet Boys get an offer to do that Disney, that Orlando Disney special.
Okay.
They turn it down because they're tired.
They're like, we can't breathe.
We can't. We're tired. We're busy. NSYNC takes it.
Nice.
Here we go.
Ah, here we go. One more time. Everybody's feeling fine. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. NSYNC has got the flow. Oh,
that's the shit right there.
Here we go.
All right, Chris Kirkpatrick, let's cut that.
All right,
cut
it out.
All right, that shit was the fucking video. If you did not see it, look that shit up and like
watch it.
Brandy, I was at my desk. I was dancing because they played that freaking. They played it. I was like, oh my god,
that's awesome.
Ah, it was amazing. The Disney Channel, look, it played daily on the Disney Channel for a month. They went from selling 5,000 CDs a week when they started to selling 6,000 albums a week.
So they grew 1,000 albums a week.
From 5,000, that's how many they started selling CDs finally. People were like, oh, you bought the CD, I bought the CD.
I think I bought it before that, though.
Probably, you were a fan. But people were just buying them. He was like, girls would just go and buy CDs, singles, this. Yeah. They're spending your money. They're buying CDs, they're not downloading things, they're just going crazy in the store.
Yeah, there was no downloads at that time.
Dude, so then they're blowing up. So, they've been working for 3 years, right? $10 million in record sales.
Okay, so that was 98.
Mm-hmm.
So they, in 95 is when they got together then? Like mm-hmm. when they formed,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly right. And so,
I remember.
$10 million in record sales, merch, number one band, tours. Working for 3 years. Oh, but they also were getting, like, a pro bono thing. Like, a daily rate of $35 a day. They were getting paid that, like, for food.
I was like, pro bono's free. What are you talking
about?
Well,
you're right. I'm sorry. A stipend?
No, no, no. Yeah.
A day. $35. And at that time, they're young kids. They're like, oh, my God, we're making so much money.
$35
a day. They're getting paid that. That's their little allowance or whatever. So they think they're sitting high on the hog. It's amazing. They're expecting their first fucking paycheck.
I think at that time, that was probably minimum wage.
I have no idea.
$35 a day.
I believe that. Fucking Lou Pearlman's paying $35 a day, you son of a bitch. Anyway, so they're expecting a fat fucking check because if they're selling, like, they were millions and millions and millions of dollars, they're expecting checks for at least, like, $250,000.
Right.
$200,000. Maybe it's $1 million that they split. Yeah. Maybe they each get $1 million.
Right.
Because that's, like, CDs were how much money? $20?
Yeah, like 16, 18.
$15 to $20 CDs were. Like, if they feel...
If they weren't on discount.
If they're selling 1 million of those...
At the Blockbuster.
Girl, at the Blockbuster or at Walmart, where you could buy the CD at.
Or at fucking Tower Records.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Record stores.
Aw. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
They're expecting millions of dollars. Their first check is $10,000.
For them to split five ways.
No, each of them got a check for $10,000.
Oh, okay.
Their faces fell off. Their faces fell off, Brandy. Like, they were like, excuse me? Mm-hmm. Like, they're expecting, like, all this money.
Remember what Left Eye said. But anyway, go ahead.
You're paying this person, you're paying that person, da-da-da-da-da. What is happening is, they were like, we need to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
They opened that up. We need to alert everybody. Because he was also fucking the Backstreet Boys like this, too. And so Brian...
was fucking them all.
Brian was like, we need to get a lawyer. Because they're like, we get this little bitty check, and we've got all these car payments, and we can't even make our mortgage, and, like, we're struggling. And you're sitting fat, dude. You're a fucking millionaire. You got Rolls Royces. You're flying here. You're flying there.
You look like a greasy fat pig.
You look like a greasy fat pig because you are a greasy fat pig. You're always wiping your face and eating and feeding people and whining and dining people and schmoozing people because he seems like a very busy man because he is a very busy man.
Trying to get more money.
He's running a fucking Ponzi scheme. He's got the Backstreet Boys, which are a valid band. that he is fucking legally. He's taking their money legally. He signed himself on as the sixth member of their band in the contract.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
He is the sixth member, secret sixth member.
They didn't.
This is what it's going to be
they
called.
They didn't read their contract?
Right. Nope. Sure didn't. This is going to be called secret sixth member. That's what this fucking thing is called. Of each band. Of the Backstreet Boys and of NSYNC. Of every fucking band he signed
up. Was only three dudes. So he was the fourth member of LFO.
He in the band. Bitch, I'm in the band. Look at my contract. It says it right here. I'm in the fucking band.
I'm in the band.
I created them.
Wow. Even though you don't sing, you don't dance, you fucking sweat your fucking...
Shut up.
Ugh.
Shut up.
Gross.
Anyway. I'm in the fucking band.
All I see is like a pink face. And like hot, like with like sunglasses on, being like,
you need to shut up.
Gross, man.
Dude, yes, so this is happening. So this is in 1998 that they get these fucking weak ass checks. They decide to. He's fucking them on recoupable, something called recoupable. And maybe recoupable funds, recoupable payments, recoupable payouts, something recoupable. I'm not really sure what it means. But what he is doing is he's taking out of the checks what he's putting into the band. So those dance lessons, okay. Those singing lessons, right. Those yeah. Traveling here.
Yeah, I get that part. Yeah, that is...
That makes sense.
Yeah, because basically sense. I have to front you this.
Mm-hmm.
You pay it back to me when you get your check. Mm-hmm. So I get that.
Okay. So this is how he's getting them. And they're like, no, no, this is not going to work for us. So they go to court. October 1999, Pearlman versus NSYNC.
I remember this. I remember there was a lawsuit.
Yes. So he says, I'm NSYNC, Your Honor. They're, you know, I'm NSYNC. This is my band. I have a contract. They need to pay me. He tried to sue them for like a couple. He tried to sue them for $150 million.
I thought they were suing him.
They are suing him.
And he's this is a countersuit. Okay.
$150 million.
Oh my God.
Or maybe he initiated the.
I think they did, but I remember.
Oh, I know what happened. On the news. I know what happens. I'm sorry. This is what happens. So they bring to his attention because they go and look over the contract with the fine tooth comb. They find a loophole that if they are not signed to an American company, then we can get out of this contract. And they weren't signed to an American company. They were signed to a German company for some reason. Because Lou Pearlman is a man of mystery. He travels to different countries. He goes to Europe. He knows people in Europe. He knows, because you know they run a European tour. He knows people in Bali. He knows people in South America. He knows people in Hong Kong. He travels all over the place. He's a man of mystery. So I don't know why he has a fucking German band.
Because company. He doesn't want to pay fucking taxes.
Ooh. Interesting. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's fucking taxes. So oh. He's trying to fucking get out of paying fucking taxes in the U.S. because our tax rate is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And he was probably like, I'll start a fucking company in Germany. Where taxes is probably like 25-30% less.
Jeez Louise. Jeez Louise. All right, let me scooch up closer. I keep getting far away. I notice I keep stepping away. Anyway, so where are we? They find this out, right? They mm-hmm. show it to Lou Pearlman, and then he's like, I'm going to sue you. What did you just say? Look at, what did you just fucking say?
You read? Wait, you're not supposed to be reading. Who told you how to read?
Look at, who told you? Octagon.
Fucking crazy.
Dude. So he was just like, I'm suing you. I'm suing you.
I sue your ass.
I sue your ass. He tries to sue him for $150 million because they want to get out of their contract.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to court and he's like, Your Honor, I'm NSYNC. I created this band. I'm the sixth member of the band. I'm NSYNC. They owe me $150 million if they want this name, if they want the name NSYNC.
That's so basically, if you want to take this name with you
mm-hmm.
because you want out of your contract, yeah. You're not going to operate under the name NSYNC no yes. more. You're going to become five dudes in a band.
You're going to be called Larry, Moe, Curly.
Shep and fucking
and
Joe.
And bass, yeah. Dude, the judge is like, she looks at him sideways. She's like, dude, my daughter has a band, a poster of NSYNC on her wall, and you ain't in it. So, how are you going to stand in front of me right here and tell me you're NSYNC and you're in the fucking band. Denied. NSYNC, you got your fucking name. Get the fuck out of here. Go shake your asses. They come out, baby, ba 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 ba. That next album, they're done with him.
Yeah, that's what that ba 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 is about.
Yeah, no strings attached.
You don't know the words, apparently.
I'm a Backstreet Boy fan.
Killing me.
Listen.
I'm like, shut up.
Listen, I'm a Backstreet Boy fan.
I'm like, don't do that. Just stop it right now.
Stop it.
You're fucking killing me.
You're fucking it up. Pearlman owned 90% of all profits that were made.
On their first album?
To the band. Yep. 90% of all profits.
Christ.
90%.
That's wrong. That is so wrong. I'm going to use these guys. I'm going to use them for their beauty and their talent, and then I'm going to fuck them in the ear with this fucking shit, and they're not going to make any money.
I wrote garbage-ass contracts.
Yeah, it is.
And then, they're working 18-hour days also.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. Brian from Backstreet Boys is like, fuck you. I'm going to sue you. I sue your ass. So Lou is pissed because he expects them to be grateful for everything. He expects them to keep taking it in the rear. Lou would not negotiate a new deal.
With Backstreet Boys.
With anybody. No negotiations. This is your deal.
With any of his groups.
No negotiations.
LFO kind of sucked, though. I don't. And then these other things that I never heard of. So.
Backstreet Boys had to give Lou Pearlman a sixth of all profits that they earned from their contracts.
He's the sixth fucking member.
Exactly. They paid him off at the sixth member. They put money aside in the bank, and they're like, here's your check, Lou. Fuck you. The Backstreet Boys did.
Wait, that's in their contract?
That's how their lawsuit was settled. With them giving him a sixth of profits. They paid him.
Basically paid out their fucking contract.
Yeah, with Lou, the Backstreet Boys did. Because Lou Pearlman owns everything. He owns the equipment. He owns the airlines. He owns, he's putting everything.
Were they flying on his airline?
So, that's the funny thing. They were not flying on his fucking airlines. He was chartering planes from other companies. Like, they never, ever, 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 ever flew on a, what was his business name?
International.
A transcontinental airline. No, they never flew a flight. They don't have their own planes. There was a picture of a plane flying, and it bared the logo of Transcontinental Airlines. It was a model that the friend made, and he went to the what's it called, the airport, he held it up, the model, and he had it at an angle, and he took a picture of it, and it looked real.
What the fuck?
It looked real. He displayed it.
It's a model airplane. Oh my god.
And freaking his friend Alan Gross made it, and
Photoshopped his hands out or whatever.
Dude,
Alan Gross was pissed.
Yeah, he was like, stop fucking my shit up! Like, stop it! Anyway, so then after, he's pretty much done with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, they're done, they're under contract. He then, but at this time, he was always still running these boot camps because he's creating these other bands too.
Right.
Apparently, Innocence, that girl group, they were around when NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys popped off. She was in the mix.
She who?
One of the girls from the band was talking, and did I get her name? Oh, sorry, girl. I'll find your name and I'll put it in there.
Okay, do you remember Wild Orchid?
Yes.
That band, song that they had was called Talk to Me.
Was Fergie in that one?
Talk to Me! Yeah.
Yeah,
Fergie was
in that one.
I had bought that fucking damn CD, and they didn't go nowhere. But Fergie was in that, and that's at that time,
Fergalicious.
She said that she had messed around with a member of NSYNC. It was fucking Justin.
Yes.
And she was a tweaker. She was on speed at that time.
Yeah.
Like, shit was going on in her life and stuff. And she was just like, because she's from fucking Orange County.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
But she was in that band, and like, I'm like, did Ron Perlman have anything to do with them too?
I didn't look that up, but,
But yeah, because I remember that was around the same time as NSYNC was just coming out, and that was before the Black Eyed Peas, before she was in the Black Eyed Peas, because the original Black Eyed Peas was all dudes. And,
the original Black Eyed Peas, yeah, was all dudes.
It was all dudes.
And then Fergalicious showed up.
But I remember that time, because that was, like, 98, I was graduating, I had graduated, and, like, I was going to to Bakersfield, and like I had all these CDs because I bought the 5 CD. Because remember, fucking, what was that AMG, that CD company? You can get like it was AMG, and then there was that other one.
Warehouse something warehouse.
Yeah, and like you could get the freaking 10 CDs for a penny or whatever. And so I did that, and I got all these fucking obscure bands except for fucking NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, because they're the only ones that actually like made it out of that fucking that boy band soup.
Yeah. Boy band soup. Ugh. Yeah, so her name was Nikki, I think, the girl. I wrote creep. I forgot to tell you why Lou Pearlman's a creep. Well, all these kids are hanging out in his house, doing all kinds of things, swimming, changing their clothes, using the bathrooms, all kinds of shit.
He has cameras.
He's got cameras all over his fucking house. Fucking
pervert.
He's a fucking creep. I wrote that. Creep!
For pervert!
Taping everything, cameras all over the house. There was a, there's an allegation of, him having a tanning room for tanning. And the girl was like, she was like, you know what you do when you go in the tanning booth? You know, you take off all your clothes. Like, that's what you do. And they would just hop into the tanning bed or whatever. And then Lou Pearlman was like, oh, I've got tapes of the girls from Innocence using the tanning salon. Do you guys want to watch it?
Like, he would say this to who?
To the boys. The boy bands.
F that.
You guys want to watch? I've got tapes. You know what I'm saying?
And nobody was like, hey, this dude's a fucking creep watching these girls, these underage girls probably fucking undressing and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he was a fucking sicko. Like, he was a creep. He was a creep. He made everybody sign those contracts. Everybody. So then when he's done with them, NSYNC and them, he creates Making the Band, the reality TV show. They're all signed to the same fucking
contract. That was 99 too, right? 1999?
I think that's exactly when it happened, so it was 99. But everybody...
I remember the Making the Band show.
Mm-hmm. Let's
see. On MTV.
Yep, Making the Band.
And then remember that, what was that fucking, Forever? We're Two Forever.
Nope.
No, Together. That's what they're called.
Lou Pearlman's name is on the motherfucking top of fucking Making the Band, okay? Let me just say that right now.
We're Two
2000.
You and me forever. Remember that?
No.
It was a show. It was called Together. The band was called Together. Freaking Chris Farley's brother was in the freaking, on that show. He was in the band. He was the oldest member. And then there was a band member called QT who had, he had like some congenital disease he ended up actually dying in real life from. No. Are you serious?
Yes, dude.
It came on MTV.
How come I can't say no? I have it. What's the problem?
Because I don't believe you.
I don't care.
You're lying.
Oh my God. So Making the Band was first aired on March 30th, 2002.
Really?
Yes, and aired for 3 seasons, finishing in March of 2002. If you know, the other bands are called Making the Band 2, Making the Band 3.
Right.
It's a different,
business name or whatever. I thought it started earlier than 2002.
2000. Yes, it ran from 2000 to 2002.
Oh, okay.
200, so when I graduated high school.
Right.
Woo woo. What up, class of 2000? What's up? Okay. Anyway, where are we? He created Making the Band. So, while he's creating Making the Band, he's getting lots of money somehow. And I told you guys about this Ponzi scheme he's rolling with on the side. Let's go ahead and, we'll go into it. It hasn't been revealed yet. So, in 2003, he starts buying businesses. He buys Chippendales, he buys TCBY, he buys NYPD Pizza, and Options Talent, among a bunch of other businesses.
Right? So, he had a bunch of franchises.
Yes.
And then he had a fucking, like, his own business.
Yeah, exactly. He was just, like, lots of different, like, business names and la 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 la.
Uh-huh.
So, he's probably funneling money around places, too, because apparently there's a lot of money missing. So,
Again, with the fucking... tax evasion, but anyway.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, the Options Talent Agency in Florida, Orlando, Florida area, would go to the mall, approach people.
Just random ass people.
Women, little girls. Hey, you're pretty. Would you like to take some pictures?
Huh?
Yeah, I want to take some pictures. Okay, well, you know.
Little girls.
I don't know how
like old. Teenagers?
Teenagers, up in.
Tweens.
Aspiring models who want to take pictures, aspiring child talent. Aspiring actors, headshots, whatever you need. We'll take some pictures for you.
And then charge them out of the fucking wazoo.
Yep. Charge them.
Did they pretend they were free, though?
They probably did. Who knows?
Like, oh, yeah, it's free. Like, your first picture is free. The first snap of my camera is free. Mm-hmm. And then you have to fucking pay for the roll of my film and all that other shit.
They are scamming people on pictures. That's what they're doing. So they start in 2003. The Economics Crime Unit starts getting reports. Economics. In Florida. Gets lots of reports of them being frauded on fucking pictures. Like, oh, you know, and it's probably that thing. Oh, they're free. Oh, you owe me this much money. Give me money, 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 money. Charge. You know, who fucking knows? Yeah. Like, so they're getting reports. So they start investigating the Options Talent Agency for fraud and just, you know, things that aren't on the rise or, like, you know, accurate.
On the level.
Correct. So, at this time, while this is going on, he knows, a man coming up as, like, I believe it was, like, the DA in Orlando or something, and...
Who's running for office?
Yeah, or he just had become the, like, the DA, and he knows Ron Perlman. Lou Pearlman very well. Lou Pearlman donates to his campaign, his cause, and Lou Pearlman slips out of... an investigation with an economics crime unit. Oh, and this guy who he did business with is now a U.S. congressman named Charlie Crist.
And, oh, okay.
Is now a U.S. congressman that got palms greased with Pearlman and got out of an investigation. He helped him get out of an investigation among whoever, what else, who knows.
Yeah, among other things.
Exactly, who knows, I don't know. That's what I heard, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what I heard. So, they get out of that investigation. So, in 2006, actually, this whole entire time that, you know...
This shit is happening,
and NSYNC is on top. What Mr. Pearlman is doing is selling... Not promissory notes, but... But fake investments.
Okay.
That he is telling that are
FDIC
secured.
Insured.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
He's lying to motherfuckers. He's taking.
And are these to random people? Like,
these are to a bunch of old people in Florida, friends of family, people he knows in the industry. They're coming in, and they're like, oh, hey, Mr. Pearlman. They're like, I want you to invest with me. You should give me, you know, your $500,000 pension or your $5,000 settlement or inheritance when your mother passed away.
No.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Shit, like, he's taking all these old people's money. And he's telling them that, oh, don't worry, it's safe. You see, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, that's me.
Oh, God.
I'm them.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm in the band.
I feel like this, he's just like...
He tells them, hey, when you invest with me, you become a partial shareholder of NSYNC.
Uh-huh.
You own a piece of NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
That's you, boo-boo. Jesus.
Good luck.
Give me the money.
Dick.
Okay? So he's able to successfully run a Ponzi scheme... And give people their fake investments, continuing to bring on investors, bringing on a lot of fucking money to fund his lifestyle. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's taken a lot of fucking people. So in 2006, TransCon, that's what it's called. It was like, he was selling ESAs or something like that.
What the hell's an ESA?
An ESA is like an employee investment sales account or something like that.
Okay.
They're called ESAs. So he, what he does is in February 14th, 2007, there is a search and warrant gained of his home and offices because the word around town is Lou Pearlman has been borrowing money from banks all over town. So, they're looking for him and they're looking for their fucking money because, in 2006, people are asking for their money back because they're not getting their investments. They're not getting their payouts. They're not getting their statements. It's... Things are awry.
Right.
2006, I'm going backwards, but in 2006, Lou fled Florida. He took off. It was like fucking Where's Waldo and Carmen Sandiego. They was looking for Lou. There was like websites, there were blogs. They were like, have you seen Lou motherfucking Pearlman? They were looking for his ass. And so he's borrowing money February 14th, search warrant, gain of home and offices. Everything is fucking cleared out. Like, he knew y'all was coming, and he got ahead of you. He cleared everything out. Offices are empty. Homes are empty. It's gone. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? They do an investigation. They find $250 million in bank fraud, $250 million in investment fraud, and in their ESA and their investor fraud. He's doing that. That's half a billion dollars right there.
The guy...
He was selling stock.
He's a greasy fucking pig.
He was really good at building confidence in people. He made people feel really good. He would answer their phone
call. That's what a con man is.
That's what a con man does. He's like, yeah, baby, I'm here for you. Whatever you need. I'm available. You know what I'm saying? He made them feel special. Like, he would be like, oh, you know, hang on. I have to take this call. It's very important. You know, just a moment. He would just make them feel special. He was also a fucking creep. Because there is allegation that a member of... O-Town, or was it LFO?
Oh, O-Town. I forgot about them.
I think it was a member from LFO. He said that motherfucking Lou Pearlman says to him, hey, dude, there's going to be a show in Germany or in Europe somewhere, and we really want you to come, and we got to really sell this deal, but what you got to do is you got to let the manager or whatever, the talent scout, whatever, touch your dick.
No! No, 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 no.
You got to let him do it. So, I'm giving you fair warning that this might be happening, and you can let me try it on you.
No!
So, you can be used to it.
No, 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 no.
This was a story that was told to a person who was on the boy band con. Yes.
No, fuck it, no.
Yes.
He didn't let him do it, did he?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
No.
I don't know if it was true, allegedly. This is what went down in the house.
Oh,
so people were like, yeah, Lou's a creep. Hee-hee. You know, he made people...
Not hee-hee-hee. Like, no, fuck papa. That shit. You're fucking going to jail, bub.
Well, he does go to jail.
Yes.
So in... pretty much, he used the bands to sell investments. He sold the band to investors. He made them feel like they owned part of the band, like they were partial owners, uh-huh. That their money was safe.
Uh-huh.
And it was not.
Uh-huh.
So, where is Carmen Sandiego-ing Lou Pearlman? And somebody spots Lou Pearlman in Bali. They say, hey, I see Lou Pearlman. He's in Bali. He's having breakfast.
That fucker's over here.
That motherfucker is eating, and he has a hat on.
Hurry up, he has a hat on.
So this guy is like sitting, and they're like, maybe it's Pearlman pretending like, you know, hey, it's me, hey, like, you know, they weren't sure about the tip, but they followed up on it, because they're like, don't worry, he's not in trouble, we just want to talk to him, you know, I don't know. Finally, the freaking FBI happens to be in Bali, and they're in the same fucking kitchen or breakfast place that they're eating, and behind them is Lou Pearlman. So on June 17th, 2007, Lou Pearlman is arrested in Bali. He is charged with mail fraud, wire fraud, bank fraud, money laundering, bankruptcy fraud.
Money laundering.
Yeah, and bankruptcy fraud. Yeah, but he was also a dick for those contracts. He was legally fucking them. That's a dick move. He's a super creep, and he's a super liar, and it sucks. He got sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Yeah. Good.
He was told... If you give back $1 million, we'll take off like a month off your sentence. Or
a
something.
Month? Give back some millions and we'll give you a month off.
Yeah. I mean, those people's money never got recovered, and it's heartbreaking to see, like, you know, what they went through. Like, Lance Bass was like talking to his mom about this. They're so cute. Lance and his mom is so cute. And if Lance, if you are listening to this, well done, sir. Well done. It was so good. I had to freaking upgrade to YouTube. YouTube Premium.
YouTube Red?
It was like YouTube Premium, I feel like.
Okay, maybe their red is gone.
Well, with the show. So this is a premium one. I had to, like, watch the show, and it's commercial free. And you got to listen to all the Backstreet Boys talk. And I guess there's a lot of content on there. So YouTube Red, what?
You said Premium, not Red.
Premium, motherfucker. So Lou Pearlman eventually stopped being fat. And he died.
He stopped being fat and he died.
On August 19th, 2016 in prison.
He stopped being fat.
And he died.
And he died.
That is the story of Louis J. Pearlman.
Wow. And well, let's see. NSYNC broke up and Justin is a fucking superstar. Lance wanted to go to fucking the moon, but yep. that never happened.
Yep, he did. Yep, he did.
And JC tried to strike it out on his own as a solo artist and made one album. And then he was on that America's Best Dance group show on MTV with Lil' Kim and those other people for a minute.
I didn't watch that.
And Chris Kirkpatrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick, you could get your ass kicked better than Little Limp Bizkit bastards.
Chris Kirkpatrick was the voice of
Timmy Turner.
He was, yes, on the Fairly Odd Parents. He was Chip Skylark.
Yes, he was.
And Joey Fatone now has a TV show on the Game Show Network.
Yes, he does. And he also used to announce for Family Feud.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Does he still?
I don't know. I mean, he just probably just has to say a little
bit. Because Family Feud moved from Florida to freaking Chicago, and now it's in Georgia.
I have no idea. Yeah. That's interesting. Who knows? Let us know. Dude, we were talking about, you said they broke up and where they are
now.
That's
what happened to NSYNC.
Yeah. They just got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Not just, but like a couple years ago. And I still have that poster. I need to put it up somewhere.
The poster?
My magazine that I have all the NSYNC members' signatures on.
Magazine. And Backstreet Boys is still a Backstreet Boys. Oof. They got back together without Kevin, and then Kevin joined again.
Because Kevin is the man, and they know that he needed to be in the band. And thanks for letting him back in, guys. Thanks. I love him.
LFO is never to be heard from again. O-Town is never to be heard from again. I don't even know about this Innocence. I think that sounds such a... That, the name it's, of that band sounds so disgustingly pedophilic. I don't even want to hear about it.
It really does, actually. And the funny thing is, when I look it up on Google, it says Britney Spears was in that band.
Really?
There was no mention of her. There was only one girl from the Innocence band, and I didn't see a picture of Brit. But...
Did they have a picture of the band together?
Yes.
Okay, and she wasn't in it?
No.
Okay, so. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe it was just like some accident or whatever.
Maybe he was trying to sell something. Because I'm going to put Britney's name on this. I don't know if she was a part of that.
He was probably, or at least their record labels anyway, were probably, the ones that started that whole bullshit about Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera don't like each other. They were on the fucking Mickey Mouse Club together. Of course they like each other.
Of course you guys like each other, right?
Pink didn't like them.
You guys like each other, right?
At first.
I don't see no Britney Spears in there. I think somebody's fucking playing games.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, dude. Like, Lou motherfucking Pearlman, dude. And he would tell people, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, there's nothing cool with getting molested. There's nothing.
No!
Nothing cool with getting touched.
Not at fucking all.
We don't think it's funny. We know it's, you know.
No!
It's serious. No doubt about it. But he would tell people, I got sports medicine. I practiced sports medicine. I used to do this. I used to do that. You know, anybody who would say something, he was just like, oh yeah, well I did this. There was people from like his, who he grew up with talking. They're just like, Lou was, you know, full of shit. He would say this and did this. I did this. I did that.
He was a lion sack of dogs.
Yeah, he would take people's stories and stuff. Like, he was just...
He would basically co-opt, like, oh, say, you told me that you had gone to, let's say, you went to the Grand Canyon and you helped with a rescue of somebody that was lost in the canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would come home and be like, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality it was you. Mm-hmm. What a dumb fuck.
Yeah, like, why? Why is still someone's fucking story, dude? Who fucking cares? Get your own, bro.
He's dumb.
It's dumb. It's dumb. What's the point? Be yourself. Like, stop. Don't.
Be yourself. Be
That's stupid. That's stupid. Don't be Aaron. Stop Aaron.
Jeez.
If this is your first episode, hello, how do you do? Welcome to the show. Yes.
The show.
The show. The book of lies. The book of lies at that moment. Oh, yeah, he had the ledger. The way he was paying people. He had a ledger, like, he didn't have NSYNC's name in the ledger. They would be, like, B5 or something like that.
Band 5.
You're right, because they treated them like the redheaded stepchild, because they didn't know they were owned by, like, they didn't know. How do you not fucking know? Because
they didn't read their contracts. And nobody read their contracts.
Nobody, but listen. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. So with the making the band and the LMFA, not LMFAO, the LFO and those bands, and even NSYNC. They had lawyers read the contract, and one was like, this is a career-ending contract. Like, this contract sucks, assholes. Don't sign it. And they would sign it.
And they did?
They would sign it. Yeah. They were like, this is either this contract or no contract.
They signed the contract. So even though their attorneys were like, don't fucking sign this.
Yes.
They're like, well, it's probably my only chance.
Exactly.
It's my only chance.
Yes.
This will never happen again. I need to sign this contract.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
That's what happened. Ugh. That's exactly what happened.
Why don't you make a copy of that contract and then take it to another fucking record label and be like, hey, this is what they're offering me. Can you do better?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows how to do that. It's just like, here, drink some Wawa. Nom nom nom, Wawa. That's good stuff.
Goodbye.
We're almost done, okay? No, that's mommy's coffee. That's mama juice. Want some more?
She's like, I want what's in that bottle. I don't want this cup.
I don't want mama's coffee. We good? What did she do? She rolled her eyes.
No, she was looking at you like, like sideways.
You want some more?
Yeah, so. Yeah, Lou Pearlman. So he died. What did he die of? A heart attack?
He died of being fat, I'm sure. I don't know.
Died of being fat.
I'm just kidding. He wasn't in very good shape. I think he had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, I think he died of a heart attack.
Yeah. All right, I'm almost done, okay? Okay. Thank you. Go.
I hit my cup and she's like around, too turned around.
Go get a diaper change. Go ask sis to change your diaper.
Cause that's what he looked like. He looked like a stuffed pig.
He was morbidly obese. Like he was definitely flying in the danger zone. He didn't do anything to take care of himself. He was just a fucking crook. He was a fucking crook. A fat belly crook. A fat belly crick. It sucks.
Look! I mean, ugh!
Look! That neck. Woo! That neck.
It's so gross.
Look!
Like, that is not attractive by any means. It's pretty fucking gross.
Look!
They're getting Toby Jones to play him in a show or a movie or whatever, a TV series. And Toby Jones doesn't do like... Toby Jones can't play Lou Pearlman. Lou Pearlman looks like...
Who's Toby
Jones? Jabba the Hutt. Toby Jones was in Captain America. He was the little Nazi guy. The one that, like, was in charge of, like, the experiments
and stuff. Yes.
Yeah. He's a really good character actor.
Yes, he is.
But...
What was it, what?
See, look at
him! Hey, guys, visit us online.
What are we looking at right now?
Book of Lies Podcast.
This is something else. This is not.
Let me see.
This is like some fake.
Yeah. He's a big fatty.
But that's not even him. That's like a different person. That's like a fake, like a promo picture of something.
Yeah. They probably thinned him up a little bit, cleaned up the picture, airbrushed it. I don't know. Here. So, Lance was like, nothing ever happened with him. He was just like, he just thought he was gay. You know, he's like, as a closeted gay man, he thought Lou Pearlman was gay.
Because he was in the closet.
Because he was a creep around little boys. He's a fucking creep. Creep. Do you have a thumbs
this
up?
This was a band, a boy band called Natural. From 1999 to 2004.
Natural.
Look at them. They're like fucking Backstreet Boy knockoffs. That's when they were just cranking out boy bands.
You know who was behind it? Lou Pearlman.
Yeah, and it's gross. Like, they all look the same. It's a bunch of white dudes. Can we get some fucking... How about some New Edition fucking boy band makers?
Dude, that's like... The fucking Thunder Down Under and the show. There's always, it's always boy bandy. It's like, ooh, look at this guy. Like, I went to that, I went to that ladies' night thing in Lancaster, and they sold it as,
what ladies' night thing?
Hang on, it was like last year, it was a ladies' night thing, and it was at Lancaster at Elegant Events, and they sold it
Elegant Affairs?
Yeah, they sold it as,
The Thunder from Down Under and the Antelope Valley.
Magic Mike. Yeah, Magic Mike coming to the Antelope Valley. And I was like, oh shit, Magic Mike? Okay. And so...
Who did you go with?
I went with a friend and a friend of her friend. Her name was Adriana. And her friend's name is Samantha.
So I'm okay, whatever. I don't know these people. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. So, we went there and it was like, all the guys were European, right?
They were European.
They were European.
They weren't Australian.
One was from Amsterdam. One was from France.
Ugh.
One was
I can't take it. There was a bunch of, yeah. No?
Yeah. Interesting.
I can't deal with that.
And they would make you, you have to like buy a dance. Like you have to go up on stage, you have to pay them money.
You have to buy it.
They're not, they're not coming around to your table, you're not throwing money at them, you're not putting money in their pan.
Okay, wait.
You would have to pay, you have to buy it.
At fairs is the place where people have their wedding.
I know.
Okay, so, okay. And quinceañeras.
And quinces.
Okay, so, you're at a table.
Mm-hmm. I have pictures.
You do? How come I never heard of this? Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Because I don't put my business in the streets.
Probably because you were, like, embarrassed that you went.
I was embarrassed. And I saw people I knew. I was like, hey, girl.
Brand okay, new. Hold on. Mm-hmm. So, there was supposed
the
to be...
The moms were out.
Thunder from down...
No.
I'm sorry.
Magic Mike.
Magic mm-hmm. Mike in the Antelope Valley.
Yes.
But, okay, so when you got there,
yes,
they made you buy a table, a dance?
No, I had tickets already. So you, like, you go in, you have your drinks, and you sit down, and on the table, it's, like, a menu. And the menu says, oh, you can get this dance, and with this dance, you get a shirt. You can get this dance, you get a, you know, a private this, you get a this. Like, the different, like, price points, every price point included, like, you on the stage and them dancing on you for a few minutes.
Ugh.
And it was started off at, like, maybe, like, $20, $25 or something like that, and it just went up and up, $25, $50, $75, $100. And, like, you get, like, a shirt. And I was like, I'm not buying this.
No.
Bullshit.
Fuck no.
Fuck that. I'm not paying you.
Was there, like, a drink minimum or something?
No, I don't think so. But okay. I did have, like, two drinks. I was just like, fuck this. And so they're just like, they're
kind of... How'd you know the guys were from France? Like, was it... I was talking to them. Oh, okay.
I was talking to them.
Okay.
And then, like, it does give you a little bit, oh, this is so-and-so from France. You know what I'm saying?
I can't. This is giving me a fucking...
I asked Sam to tell me how to say something in German. He was like, do it. He really says, das wonderful. Or something like that. Like, you're wonderful. Like, you're magnificent. Wonderful.
Bleh. Wunderbar.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar.
Anyway, this is such a banter. All this banter.
All this self-indulgent banter.
I indulge myself. So, also, eventually I made it to the stage. Because I was like, I'm at a fucking strip show.
You made your way to the stage. So you paid for a dance.
Listen, they were filling it like it was like on sale. They're like, all right, okay.
They were giving discounts.
Yes, girl up to the stage. Girl up to the stage. $10 dances, $20 dances, $20 dances. Everyone really stands for $20. I was like, I'm not paying $20. They're like, $10 dances, $10 dances. I was like, okay, I'll go up there for a $10 dance. And before I even went up there, I was like, there is going to be some allegations going on here tonight. They were so touchy. They were so grabby.
The guys?
Yeah, they were letting, like, rubbing, like, inappropriate. I think I saw a wiener.
So the men... were inappropriate.
Yeah, and some...
Well, here's the thing. They're European.
Yes, exactly. They're European. So, Brady, I kid you not, I swear someone had a wiener in their mouth. I'm not kidding. It happened.
What the fuck?
And, like, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What did happen? And I was like, ew. So fucking disgusting. Everybody saw it. Like, everybody that was there had to have seen it. Like,
no.
She was just, like, she wanted to suck a dick. Like, somebody just wanted a dick
in
her mouth.
Oh, my God.
She just wanted to suck a dick. She just wanted to
listen,
suck a
you
dick.
Take that shit over there with that. Like, we don't need
Brandy,
to see it.
Brandy!
We didn't pay for that. We did not pay for that.
I was like, oh, my God. So when I went up there for
That's inappropriate.
When I was up there for my dance, it was very clear I did not want to be touched. Like, I'm just, like, at certain places. I was like, you can touch my legs and stuff, but don't be trying to, like... grope
meal up on me and
right.
shit.
Like,
what do you think this is?
Because, like, I think it was very,
Europe.
Like, I had my ring on, and I was just, like, I had my hands, like, covering my goodies. And I was just like, hey. But, you know, that's cool. You know, whatever.
That's not cool.
He didn't touch me.
No.
The dick?
The whole thing.
Brandy, I was
sounds like, fraudulent.
I was like, what the fuck did I just come to? Oh my God.
It's like a fucking eyes wide shut party and you need to fucking put on a mask and you better know the fucking password or you get kicked out of here.
I think I left I left early. I don't know. It was crazy. Oh man.
Fidelio, motherfucker.
Oh man. Ugh. It was crazy.
Yeah. I'm disgusted and I wasn't even there. That's not okay.
Oh my god.
I'm like, dude, you be a freak, but do it. Don't do it in front of me. I don't need that in my life.
I don't need it in front of me.
That's awful.
It was a bunch of like women, like just a
did
bunch.
You feel like you were like in a, like a fucking acid trip or something, or like somebody put something in your drink? You're like, what's happening?
It was
here?
Just like honestly,
where am
I? The craziness was the people who paid the most, the people that were in the front, the people who had like the VIPs and the t-shirts on, and like the more time it was,
they had on t-shirts. Because then they put the t-shirts on.
In one of the packages, you get a t-shirt.
But why'd you put it on?
They were wearing it very proudly.
That's weird. Like, you go in your cute shit. Why would you put on a bullshit-ass fucking t-shirt that you could buy at the store for $5?
I don't know, but it was weird. And I was just like, oh, yeah. Oh, but, like, you know, it was just like...
No.
It was crazy. It wasn't going on all around me, but up front. I was just like, oh, my God, did I just watch this? Because we were, like, all the way in the back. But we made our way to the stage. It was crazy.
And then you were talking about how, like, the Thunder Down Under... And, like, these strip shows of dudes, mm-hmm. male dancers, whatever the hell you want to call it. Mm-hmm. They're all just, like, a bunch of dudes just thrown together, and they get shown some choreography, and then they start doing it, and then it's like... And they have to pretend, like, apparently some of the Thunder from Down Under guys in Vegas are not from Australia. They have to, like, fake it.
They fake the... They fake the accent. Mm. Hi, mate.
So, ooh. Who knows?
Aren't you a good-looking Sheila? Oh, yeah. You want to take a picture later?
No.
G'day, mate. Bye, mate. I like that word, mate, mate, mate. That was my stereotypical...
British people say mate.
My stereotypical Australian accent.
Or English people say mate as well.
Like Belle Gibson.
Mel Gibson is not...
Belle Gibson.
Who the hell's that?
She's the wellness warrior.
Oh, that bitch.
Oh, that bitch.
That faking ass bitch. I forgot about her.
Yeah, Belle Gibson. Have you guys heard that episode? The, what's it, the cancer fraud? The wellness warrior cancer fraud? Something like that.
Yeah.
Belle Gibson, she's from Australia. I put on a pretty fancy accent.
Yours is like fluctuating between New Zealand and Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Because in New Zealand, their A's sounds like is. Uh-huh. So like snacks is. Snicks. And Brett is Brit.
Kissing snicks. I think that me being in the right region, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I, you know.
Well.
Because right. Most people can't even catch that, but thank you. Thank you.
Because you said accent instead of accent, but it's like, it's weird. Anyway. So, what's your thumbs up for the week, Sunny?
Oh, goodness me. I go to work tomorrow for the rest of the week. That's it. I'm working on Monday, and I'm off for the rest of the week.
Oh, you said tomorrow for the rest of the week. Or you said tomorrow and for the rest of the week.
I said I work tomorrow, and I'm off for the rest of the week.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah, because you're doing the traveling and stuff.
And it's Kendall's birthday.
Yeah.
It's my baby's birthday. She's turning 10.
That is not a baby.
I'm going to make it about me. 10 years ago, I pushed a person from my body.
Okay.
For the first time.
And they made me sell this and that. And they're like, okay, well, what about your kid? Like, what's great about them?
Let's talk about me again. And it was 27 years old. I was all, you know, super sexy. Succulent boobs. No, I'm just kidding. It's your birthday tomorrow. We're going to Magic Mountain.
Oh my god.
We're going to the Mountain of Magic.
You said tomorrow.
Excuse me. Tuesday. Today.
Today. Podcast day.
Hey guys, send me a tweet and tell Kendall happy birthday if you're listening, because we'll be at Magic Mountain and we'll send you guys pictures.
Yay!
Yay! And she loves to read comments. I don't show her Twitter. I don't show her anything Twitter. But I do let her read Facebook comments when people say things to her, when people are talking to somebody. I do let them, you know. So, if you want to send a Facebook message, it is Kendall's birthday, she likes it, and maybe I'll put something special together, like a little video for her. Ooh, yes, let me do that. Like, send a little message, and I'll put a little video together or something. If you want, if you're listening, if it's Tuesday. July 23rd. Oh, but Magic Mountain, and lots of fun. Can't wait. What's your thumbs up?
My thumbs up... is...
I have not eaten today. I'm starving.
What did...
Oh, I ate macaroni and cheese.
My thumbs up for the week would be... I am doing all these jewelry pieces, and like some of them I'm like not digging, but I'm like, okay,
whatever. I love all that jewelry that you've done.
Some of them I'm like, I like this, I'm gonna make more. But I'm thinking I'm gonna focus on custom pieces, like, and people who like request specific things. So like, hey, if you guys wanna send me a stone, like if you have a specific stone you want set in like a piece of jewelry, like a pendant, or even a ring, I'm gonna do some rings this week too, so. I need to get a ring mandrel. That's the only thing. But I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to have a variety for the farmer's market on Wednesday.
Oh yes, 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 yes. Bakersfield. Hello, Bakersfield, California.
And I think actually what I'm gonna do, because I remember like back in the day, not back in the day, but like a while ago, people would just like set up a table outside of Albertsons.
Yeah.
Pop their shit up and be like...
I feel like putting up a table, it's right there on, I think it's Franklin in Hollywood, mm-hmm. and there's, like, very busy with dog activity.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I kind of want to put up a little pop-up, and, I'm going to pop up and just sell dog biscuits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beauty biscuits! Guys.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I kind of want
to... I'm told that I need to let you guys know that I also run a business on the side. So I'm told to do this. So I own Beauty's Biscuits. It is a natural, healthy, fresh baked dog biscuit business. I make dog biscuits for dogs. So all of my dog biscuits are made with pumpkin. Pumpkin is awesome. You know, it's good for tummies, digestion. It's just good shit. Lots of vitamins. I think it's like a vitamin A. Lots of vitamin A. But I make dog biscuits. So check out my website, beautiesbiscuits.com. You can find me on Instagram. Actually, I'm really active on Facebook, to be quite honest. So Beauty's Biscuits on Facebook or Instagram. It's just Beauty's Biscuits. So BeautysBiscuits.com. That's how you spell biscuits, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check that out.
Busquits.
Busquits. Biscuits. Beauty's Biscuits.
Yeah. I gotta go pee.
Okay, anyway, so, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Guys, enjoy your week, and, don't be assholes.
Yeah, don't get duped.
Don't be a douche, don't be an asshole, and don't get duped. Don't get duped by the asshole.
Don't get duped by an asshole. So, this is our 25th episode.
Really?
This is our 25th episode.
25th anniversary. It's already a quarter of a year, dude.
Dude, this is our 25th episode, though.
A quarter of it? That's actually not a quarter of a year, but it's a quarter of something.
Our anniversary is August. August 12th is our anniversary for 6 months.
Okay, because I was like, no, it isn't.
Girl, I love you. Will be our 6 month anniversary.
Cool.
Yay! So,
All right, well, I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And this has been
Book of Lies, the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So there are birds.